but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Bruce Barnum, Portland State football coach, joins us every Tuesday in this segment to talk about his team, his life, maybe some fishing, some other things. He's got a game coming up on Saturday. He's got Northern Arizona at home, Hillsborough Stadium, 2 p.m. kickoff. Game's on ESPN+. Plus. You can get tickets at govikes.com. All right, you're home. You're out of the payday games. You've done, you know, the four games to pay the bills and had a week off to boot. How's it been? How are you feeling?
Well, you know, first, thanks for having us. John, the bills are paid, you know, for now. And now the game, we entered conference. We've had an extra week to get healthy, you know, to a point and look at our next opponent, which I've actually never faced this guy. Coach Wright joined the conference last year from, I think, Pitt State. And I haven't had a head-to-head with him yet, so... we're here. The game will slow down a little bit now. You know, we play some quality opponents, and we're excited. Looking forward to getting out there.
Brian Wright, the coach at Northern Arizona that you're mentioning. So how do you scout a guy like that? You didn't play him last year. You're going to get a chance to game plan against him this year. Like, do you go back and look at what he did at Pittsburgh State? Do you look at last season? Obviously, you got some film on this season. How much do you look at?
We didn't go back to Pitt State. John, we went back to last year. We have his entire season, you know, kind of what do they do? You know, how do they approach? What's their philosophy? We use that and then their games from this year.
What do you see on film when you look at these guys?
You know, defense, organized chaos, I guess, you know, show seven, show six, show more than you have. Across the line of scrimmage, bail to whatever, four, cover four, or zone, some type of zone coverage, or a man, you know, about seven or eight times they're actually bringing them all per game. So be ready for that offensively, our offense. And then their offense, they actually have the one returning quarterback in the conference, and he's playing really well. So it'll be an interesting matchup. Our defense... took a big step last week, I thought.
Yeah, you played well at Hawaii. And what did you see on the defensive side that you liked?
You know, they're doing a nice job. Coach is doing a nice job of, you know, seeing who we are, our personnel. Made some adjustments, you know, to try to put those guys in the right spot. And the kids are still, John, we're 0-4, you know, after the Bills. The checks are written, and you know what? Our locker room's still where I want it, which is pretty cool stuff. So put that together with a couple of tweaks, and that's what we did a little bit during bye week on offense, and see if we can make a run in the Big Sky.
You're hitting on something that I've been thinking about a lot, and we've talked with Oregon State coach Trent Bray about, you know, he was in over his head in this Civil War game against Oregon. He's had some games like Texas Tech and Oregon, demoralizing losses. They're just getting blown off the field. And you've been in these payday games. There's a similar psychology to it. As a coach, like, you know, what do you think about and how do you keep a locker room together? How do you keep your own spirits high when you're not getting a result?
You know, that's an interesting part of college football. And I'm sure it's driving Coach Bray. I don't know. Trent, I knew his dad. I know his dad, Craig, a little bit. But don't lose before you get there. You know, that's how we talk. And if you're going to get that 1%, that's how it's going to happen. You have to approach it that way. don't lose it on Monday, you know, before the game at practice. Big one. Know your players. You got to talk. You know, I, again, I've never been around Coach Bray, but I think the one thing that helps me is here, because we live those games. I know my players, you know, I talk to them. I know where they're going. I try to find out when they're frustrated, you know. And don't get me wrong, when I was young, I was naive to that point. I thought I knew everybody. And you better have some leadership that knows how to lead, I guess, how to talk to the locker room and keep them going towards the same spot, or if you splinter, you're going to have a shit show.
The, you know, as a coach, you couldn't help but get down, but can you afford to let your guys see that, or do you have to put on a face, or how do you handle that when you get out there and you're talking
to
guys?
Well, you got to be real with them. You have to be real with them, you know, afterwards, you know, overmatch. There's something positive. I don't care what happened. There's something positive that you can talk about after those games. You know, we played BYU, and it sounds like what you just said about, you know, his odds against Oregon. We didn't, odds were low that game, but afterwards I saw some things, and I emphasized those in the locker room. I didn't, you know, sit and say, oh, you know, you can't do that, you can't do that. You have to emphasize the positive and keep them going from there, build on that. You know, that sounds like coach talk, but that's real, you know, because they're frustrated. They're competitive. They're competitive. So however that matchup got on your schedule, you better remember that too. You have a room full of guys, they're sitting there and they're playing this game because they love to compete, you know, and then they go and get whooped. That's not a great feeling, but you have to wash it. We talked Sunday after watching it. Short memory, you know, that game, we shelf it. That's another way I do it. You shelf that game after it, Sunday night for us. That game is done. We don't even talk about it. We talk about the next opponent.
Bruce Barnum with us, Portland State football coach. They've got Northern Arizona at home Saturday, 2 o'clock in Hillsboro Stadium. James Franklin, before, you know, I get back to your game, James Franklin and Penn State, they're preparing for Oregon. They're traveling all the way across the country. You know James Franklin a little bit. Where? How do you know him? What's the connection?
We worked together for a few years, many moons ago, at Idaho State University. He came with, he was a Washington State guy, and we ended up there together and became friends. You know, can't say enough about him. James Franklin is, you go recruiting, you know, if you're going to rate recruiters, and I know everybody throws the names I see on TV and on the internet out there, but James Franklin is one of the top, I think, recruiters in the country. And look at the people he's had through. Look at the student athletes he's brought into there. It's kind of proven, but that's his strength, you know. And they're what? They're coming, they're traveling this way, right?
No. Oregon's going to Penn State. So
Oregon's going there.
Hostile environment, long trip, tough place to get to. It's about as far away as you can get. And you mentioned Franklin as a recruiter. He does, I mean, I think there's some pressure on him in this game because he lost to Oregon last year. Everybody always knocks him and says, look, he can't win. He doesn't win these games against top opponents. He just beats everybody he should beat because he's got better players. This is a big one for him.
Yeah, for both ends, right? I mean, Coach Lanny, everybody would probably tell me right now that he, because you see what he's bringing out recruiting-wise.
Yeah, right.
He's probably saying, Barnum's full of shit, because look who Lanny's recruiting, which is, I mean, true. There's truth in that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a big game, and if, you know, if that's your knock, you know, that's easy. It's easy to, after those games are won or lost, to say how great somebody is. It's kind of a, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah.
You know,
first world problem, though.
Get to that.
You know, would you love that in the Big Sky if everyone went, well, just Bruce Barnum's got better players, and you'd just nod and smile, right? Like you wouldn't take that as a knock.
Control what you can control. You know, if I worried about what people said about me, John, I coached this profession 30 years ago.
Your offense, how healthy are you guys? How are you feeling?
bad for two of my guys. My two captains on offense are out for the season. One's done for his career. That was a hit. both of those were a jolt. We kind of reshuffled. That's what bye week was used for. Well, we've settled on a quarterback. You know, we moved some guys to fill in the spots for those two guys that we were relying on. Man, we have to get better. We have to, you know, we have to be able to run the football. We've had trouble running the football the last four games. So the magic is, though, look at the bright side. I got a quarterback who can throw it just about anywhere you want him to, you know. So I like where we're at. I like the game plan, you know, going into the opening up the Big Sky. So we'll see what happens. I like the moves we've made on offense, but we have to get some tweaks, get a little more creative maybe, you know, and score touchdowns, bottom line.
When you look at film of like Northern Arizona, and maybe you've spent like a month looking at, you know, you've been looking at upper division schools that are like BYU and others that, you know, are running faster and maybe a little bigger. What does that look to you on film, or does everything sort of have context on film?
What do you mean? Like, I don't get the question.
Like you see bigger, faster, stronger, longer,
right,
taller, but at some level, football is football and it's about scheme and guys executing. And so when you look at film of Northern Arizona, does it look more palatable to you, like maybe than when you're prepping for BYU and you go, okay, how are we going to block that guy?
Yeah. Yes. How I would refer to that question or answer that probably is it's going to slow down in the Big Sky. You know, the game is going to slow down. Same size athletes, same everything, but maybe not. The speed changes as you go up the ladder. Lanning's guys are faster than mine, period. You know, the NFL guys are faster than his. As you go higher, it gets faster.
Sure. But not necessarily bigger. So you're seeing like, well, you know, exactly. the Big Sky guys are just as big, just not as fast.
Yes. Same looking athletes. You know, I can come off the bus, you know, at least about five or six of my guys come off the bus down in Oregon. Everybody's going to say, oh, this is going to be a game, you know. And then, but if we go 40s pregame, they're going to go, oh, this game's over. So
it's fun.
Know, just the speed. That's what you notice on film.
What do you need from fans? Because can you get students out to Hillsborough? Can you get some Vikings fans to show up on Saturday at 2:00?
Not quite, because we haven't started school yet.
Right. Oh, that's another twist, right? Hey, students, come on out. Wait a minute.
Hey, you know, come a little early. You know, we'll move you in next week. But can you come to the game on Saturday? No. Once they get on campus,
right,
you know, they've already got signage up. They're already selling it. But that's the easy answer. You know,
yeah,
they're not here, John. So I need everybody else to come out and take their seats.
Well, I love that. Have you ever thought, like, here's an idea I've had, that your athletic director should jump all over this. Create a sports officiating class or a football class, and you require that those students go to the game, the home games. Like, that's a requirement. You bus them out. You got to be at the home game. We talk football strategy or sports officiating all week long, and then part of the class is going to the game. Come on, make it a requirement.
I've seen that at other spots. I wanted to do it here, John, and essentially, I don't know if they want me teaching at any of these halls. They kind of shut me down. Again, I don't know. I would love to do that.
Yeah.
I would love to do it.
Make
you
it.
Know, I think that'd be interesting. Have a bunch of guest speakers. Have you in. You know,
yeah, for sure. I had it when I was going to De Anza Community College. I was playing football there, and we had a offensive coordinator that was about somewhere between 60 and 100 years old. Who knows how old he was? But he taught a class called sports officiating, and he told all the football players, sign up for sports officiating. It's Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But guess what? They didn't meet Monday, Wednesday, and Friday was optional. I never went to that class. I got an A in it. I don't know if I should even be saying that. I shouldn't be saying that. But we all signed up. He was the professor. He was the teacher. And I don't know if that stuff could still go on in today's college world.
Right. And it's that was getting people eligible.
Yeah.
You know.
They wanted everybody. Yeah, they wanted everybody eligible. Sports officiating. Got it. Three units. All right.
No, I think that would be fun, though. I'd run with that.
Yeah, I think it should be a legit class. And then you're there, and then you even let, like, and then you talk about the game and the strategy of the game and, and so many elements. There's a marketing element to it. There's, it could be a sports business class. I mean, it doesn't have to be just like a PE class, but anyway. All right, listen, you got Northern Arizona Saturday, 2 o'clock, Hillsborough Stadium. Good luck to you. And I guess we'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, John, for having us. I'll talk to you soon.
And there goes Bruce Barnum, the Portland State football coach. They got the big game. Look, if you want to see a college football game on Saturday at 2 o'clock, you can get out to Hillsborough Stadium. You can see that game. The Vikings will be home several times this season, including that big one coming up on November the 15th. They will be playing at Providence Park in their big return to Providence Park, that big game against Montana. At Providence Park. That game is a 2 o'clock game on November 15th. And remember, on that weekend, Oregon plays the Friday night game. So, you know, I think they did a nice job of trying to get that together and put that game together on November 15th. But they got to start winning these games. They got 8 games here in the schedule. Northern Arizona is a good team. They're a ranked team. After that, they go to Eastern Washington, Weber State at home. Can they win 2 of the next 3? That would be big for Bruce Barnum. As 8 games remain on his schedule, he's through the money games. He had to play, you know, obviously, Tarleton State, BYU, North Dakota, Hawaii, 3 of those on the road. Really tough start to the season for Portland State. But let's see what they do against this Northern Arizona team on Saturday. Leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide.